Is it normal behavior? During the time when black people were treated as slaves in Europe and America, studies which claimed to be scientific were produced. They were undertaken by scientists who tried to show that black people belonged to a subhuman race and that they were closer to animals than to humans. This was an attempt under what's called pseudoscience. Are we aware that today a similar type of pseudoscience is being promoted? In 1993, Dean Hammer published a study that claimed to identify a relationship between gene XQ28 and homosexuality. Since then, millions of dollars have been spent in trying to prove the claim. Yet, 24 years later, the result of all these efforts has been nil. On the contrary, genealogy asserts that genes have nothing to do with behavioral characteristics. The question is, why have the racist pseudoscientific claims been discarded, but homosexual pseudoscientific claims continue to be upheld? Two factors have ensured this: the homosexual lobby and the ideologized media. Robert Spitzer is one of the most important figures in the field of psychiatry. He played a leading role in removing homosexuality from the list of psychological disorders. Spitzer subsequently published a study showing that it is possible to alter the sexual orientation of homosexuals. He described his treatment method, which uses no medical drugs, showing that it was successful in the treatment of 200 cases of homosexuality among men and women. He called it reparative therapy. No one objected to his conclusions on scientific grounds. Yet, the world's two leading health organizations severely criticized him. Both the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, attacked him, and he was forced to apologize. The point at issue here is, have his claims been scientifically proven wrong? Definitely not. The two organizations published a statement alleging that Dr. Spitzer's reparative therapy involves health risks. How? They argued that it makes a homosexual man or woman feel ashamed and may even lead such a person to commit suicide. The two organizations also published recommendations that may be described as autocratic, trying to frighten anyone who dissents. They urged the enactment of legislation that would punish anyone who tries to promote reparative therapy for homosexuals. They want such therapy to be outlawed. They have even encouraged that any such activity be exposed because it represents a violation of human dignity. They further require that individuals who promote such reparative therapy be reported to the relevant authorities. Needless to say, such practices recall to mind the tactics of the Spanish Inquisition. It's certainly naive to assume that an objective study can be undertaken in such an environment. Yet, some media outlets continue to describe Dean Hammer's falsehood as scientific. There is always a simple strategy: silence scientists and establish a lobby to promote your falsehood. It's a sure way for people to believe pseudoscience. Everyone who is following the media can see the efforts made to familiarize the process of adopting children by gay parents. And at the same time, they do acknowledge its impact on children's values and behavior towards sexual relationships. You can imagine a child raised by gay parents mingled with a community of gays. He grew up with these practices, which are contrary to human nature. By the time when he wanted to change himself, live a normal life, and seek help, not only was he prevented by law, but also any attempts to help him was criminalized. Is that freedom? The Holy Quran tells us about Allah's prophet, who was sent to warn his people not to commit this disgraceful act. He is the prophet Lot, peace be upon him, and he asked his people frowningly, "And we had sent Lot," when he said to his people,
وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ دون النساء بل أنتم قوم مسرفون.
While Prophet Lot fully accomplished his duty, his people didn't follow him, but they accused him and his family of this weird charge.
وما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوهم من قريتكم إنهم أناس يتطهرون.
So what were the consequences? God punished them with the proper punishment for their abnormal practices.
فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلٍ.
Would anyone be thoughtful?